think there's a military order, permission to sit comfortably or something like that. I feel like I always want to say that at the beginning of the sermon, like, okay, relax. Over the course of the next 4 weeks, each week we're going to take a little look at and root ourselves in one of these little pieces of our mission as we begin a new congregational year together, as we dig deep for the reasons why we come together, why we teach our children. These words of our mission are what we have chosen to say. This is what we hold on to. This is what we will do. And I guess I'm the sort of person who, before he will say, "You should celebrate life," which is actually the sermon. We could be done right now, I guess. That before I insist that you consider that option, that I consider any of the alternatives. In other words, is life really worth living? I'd take a hard, hard look at that. I feel like I want to know the point of view that says no to make sure that my point of view that is yes endures through that. And that's why before this service I found myself reading Albert Camus' The Myth of Sisyphus, and why Sisyphus is in my mind. You surely remember Camus, author of The Stranger and The Plague and The Rebel. Looking at this story and proclaiming this is the human condition, why then and how shall I live? Now, it was good for me to reread it and to get the background of Sisyphus, cheating death, finding sneaky ways, laughing at the gods, and trying to get the most out of them and the most out of life. But it is that punishment that most concerns me today, and from which Camus took his wisdom. What about that quality of life that has us feeling at times like Sisyphus on the hill, up again and again, and the ball rolls right back down? Can you imagine such a state? I'm certain the answer is yes. We'll start with the trite. I have a 600-pound boulder in my life called email. Down to 300 in the inbox. And people just keep sending more. Deborah has a rock called teacher recruitment. And maybe right now yours is, as great as the joys are, the lack of sleep and the constant demand of parenting, day after day. Maybe you've got a job that repeats the same thoughts or the same motions day after day. Or you're caregiving someone. Maybe just moving your own hurt or old body around feels like pushing that stone up the hill, or making ends meet financially, getting your homework done. I could go on and on. Mental illness, chronic pain. In almost every life, at least for a time, there will be that sense that we are pushing a burden that is too great to bear, and we will find ourselves asking, is it worth it? What is the meaning of this struggle when we look at the wide world and the political movements or causes we care about and how slow things change? You wonder, do we ever get to the top at all? For Camus, this myth of Sisyphus captured what he thought to be really the futility and hopelessness of life. A struggle, which I think was a personal struggle that to some degree or another all of us have known. Camus begins his book, The Myth of Sisyphus, with one of the sharpest questions in philosophy. He says there's but one truly serious philosophical problem, and that is suicide. Judging whether or not life is worth living amounts to answering the fundamental question of philosophy. And in this book, he lays out the struggle of a man who has lost hope, who has read the other writers who have lost hope. And yet for many of them, in the end, even the other existentialists like he was, they take a leap of faith. In the end, he reads the old writers and he says, you know what? None of them followed hopelessness all the way through. In the end, some of them said, well, like Kierkegaard or Husserl or these other famous writers, they said, okay, I can't find any point in the whole thing. But I love it just the same. I believe in it. I believe in goodness. I believe in hope. I believe in happiness. And Camus tried very hard to not do that, if you can believe it. He didn't want to take that leap of faith, and so he examines the human condition of endless struggle as Sisyphus. But the miracle, perhaps, of the whole book, the very proof that life is worth celebrating, is this. The very last sentence of the book, after he has considered this life of struggle we face, is that on the way down, Sisyphus must be happy. He concludes, even if you can't find hope, there, his own sense that I know I'm happy, though, in spite of it all. I myself do not want to kill myself. I think that's the answer he came to at the end of his book. And delivered again then the ancient wisdom. Embrace life. Don't give up. Searching even in the darkness will bring clarity and light. And this is a man that saw a lot of bad things. And yet he still found himself experiencing some genuine happiness and acceptance of life. The end of the book, he almost seems surprised. I can't escape it. I want to live. I want to do. I want to make things. I want to put myself out there. In a classic philosophical way, he says, the balance between evidence and lyricism can allow us to achieve emotion and lucidity. In other words, he learned to trust his heart. I think he actually takes a leap and offers what he himself calls then an invitation to live and create in the very midst of the desert, from a place where we are lost. The dignity of our lives is affirmed. We all feel that way sometimes. We are all lost at times. The stone of our lives can make us feel overwhelmed, crushed. But the story has that second part. Sisyphus gets to the top of the hill. He's not just pushing a rock forever. It rolls back down, and yeah, he's got to go do it again. He's got to get the kids up again. He's got to play his scales. But in my mind, I just see him walking down that hill. It was worth it. The view up here is good. Now, for Camus, it is a grim read. It is a hard, hard struggle. And I don't think we actually have to go through it, though it is a noble and difficult path. We don't have to trod the path of meaninglessness and hopelessness. We can say now. We have faith in life. We love our lives. We have work to do. I think religious community is and always will be about just one thing, growing into that faith in life, faith in yourselves, in each other, in love, faith in the sacred as big and beautiful and real and true and good as you can make it. And it's knowing and telling other people the good news, we can trust this thing.
the Tao, the web, the wondrous web of being and mind and matter that is life. And because it is true, we say, celebrate life. Make a leap of faith. Not know. Fine, it can never be fully grasped. Reach out all the same. And not just Camus in his grim way recommends this for me. All the wisest and most interesting people of every culture have said, accept, embrace the parts of life you can't control. And then control the parts you can with an eye toward truth, beauty, and goodness. And I believe in the simplest ways, those leaps will always be rewarded. There's the struggle up and the long walk down. And we can share this work of lifting these stones of ours together as a community by doing things just like this. Singing our songs and raising our voices and touching each other's hands and saying, thank you, life. Thank you, love. And remembering that there is that other side of the story where Sisyphus walks downhill when life gives you ease and gives you joy. Savor it. You'll be pushing some rock up a hill soon enough. There are ups and downs, but as the Japanese proverb says, 9 times down, 10 times up. For Camus, the view from the hill was of just clarity. Abandoning hope, he found himself right where he wanted to be. I say it brings nothing but hope and joy that every hill has a top, and sooner or later that stone is going to roll down of its own accord. He could have to carry it down, for crying out loud. I just see him whistling, cheating death with his joy and laughter once again, leaning into the good wherever it can be found, even in that crazy, painful repetition we all face. We can choose to believe that that awakened power in us is there for us all the time. And that's what celebrating life is for me. Let's sing our praises with joy and noise as we belt out number 330.